AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Tornadoes and other powerful winds tore through parts of the Plain States. There's damage reported in Norman, Oklahoma. Kevin Foster is the police chief.
We ask that the public stay aware of the dangers of downed power lines and tree limbs in a roadway and to notify us of any dangerous situations they believe have not been yet identified.
Some people in Michigan face a fifth consecutive day without power following last week's ice storm. Parts of the Northeast that have seen little snow this winter are under a winter storm warning. The 2024 presidential race has its first Democratic candidate. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it's not President Biden.
Self-help author Marianne Williamson says she's running again and repeating the message she ran on 4 years ago, repairing America's trauma.
There are a lot more people in this country who love than who hate, but those who hate, hate with seriousness, and they are politicized.
Williamson's the first major Democrat to challenge the president, who has not yet formally announced a re-election bid, but has long said he intends to run again.
I mean, how many times does he have to say it until you believe it?
First Lady Jill Biden told the AP's Darlene Superville last week the president's not finished yet.
Is all that's left at this point is just to figure out a time and place for the announcement?
Pretty much.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A magnitude 5.6 earthquake shook southern Turkey 3 weeks after a catastrophic quake devastated the region, causing some already damaged buildings to collapse and killing at least one person. The bigger quake killed 48,000 people in Turkey and Syria. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine has triggered the most massive violations of human rights in the world today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that gives him control of Walt Disney World's self-governing district, punishing the company over its opposition to the so-called Don't Say Gay law. This is AP News. The British government says it has reached a deal with the European Union to resolve their long-running trade dispute over Northern Ireland.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says he and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen would hold a news conference on Monday. The government had previously said it would only happen if a deal was struck. Government officials have told the BBC and Sky News that the deal has indeed been done. The agreement marks a breakthrough in a spat that soured post-Brexit relations between Britain and the EU and sparked a political crisis in Northern Ireland. But now Sunak awaits the judgment of Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, or DUP, which is boycotting the region's power-sharing government until the trade arrangements are substantially changed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
SpaceX had to call off today's attempt to launch four astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA in Florida because of technical trouble. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.